Today's daf is Erevin Daf Chaf. We are on Yud Tes Amid Beis, the sixth or seventh line from the bottom, maybe the eighth line from the bottom. Boi Minei Abaye Mei Rava. So we are discussing a number of questions that Abaye asked from Rava, six altogether. We are up to the fourth question that Abaye asked from Rava. Boi Minei Abaye Mei Rava. Chitzas Hakonim. Kane Kane Pachas Mishlosha. We're talking about, if you remember, Os and Pasin, what one is allowed to use for the diumads, one was allowed to use for the special pasin that are allowed, like the Ritva said at the beginning of the parak, that special part of the halacha Moshe V'Sinai, that if one has this area, then one is allowed to have paritz merubala omed. In this context, dafka mishum, as Beshem will have at the end of today's daf or the beginning of tomorrow's daf, is at the bottom of Chafim Abayz. We haven't had it in the Gemara yet, but the second to last line on Chafim Abayz is lo hutru pasi biroz ela lo ole regalim bilvad. Right, there's the line at the end of today's daf. So dafka for ole regalim, there was this heter given, could be a daraisa heter, that was our discussion. So what if one has all different types of items that we have, Abaye has been asking Rabbah? What about if there is a telemus lake, right? There is a mound of dirt that is 10 tfachim high within 4 amos. So is that good enough? What happens if somebody has lengthens instead of adding on boards, right? All different types of questions. So now we have another one. Ba'aminei Abayamei Rabba, Chitzas Hakanim, Kane Kane. What if somebody has reeds that are growing all within 3 tfachim of each other, right? It's like lovewood. Nidor Mishib Diyomet, Olav, can one use that? A Chitzas Kanim, which might be, I mean, this is talking about a natural, right, made out of reeds, but what about a fence, a picket fence? Not a picket fence, just like a fence with poles. That is, we didn't mention this at the end of the last parak, but that's this type of mechitza. It's only going in one direction. So chitzas kadim, can you use that for diomids? Amar le tani tua. He says, didn't we learn it in the Mishnah? Hayisham, Elon, O Geder, O Chitzas Hakanim. If there is an Elon or a Geder, a tree or a fence, O Chitzas Hakanim, Nidab Shem Diomad. Says you could use it. My love, doesn't, when it says Chitzas Hakanim, doesn't that mean, my love, Kane Kane Pachet Mishlosha? Doesn't that mean what we're talking about? And therefore you should be able to use that for this diumads and be able to give water to one's cow in the midbar. So lo good raisa takani. Now maybe it's not talking about a separate reeds that are growing and that's allowed. Maybe it's talking about good raisa takani. What does that mean? A bunch of reeds, Rashi explains, that are coming out of one geza, coming out of one root. That's the case that we're talking about. Kan mechubarim harbi be'etz echad samech la'aretz. Umilamala hein misparshin. It comes out of one trunk, so to speak, and then it shoots out. Maybe that's allowed, because that's considered one, not board, but one unit, and that could be used for a diumad. But if you have separate stalks growing, so maybe that's not good enough. Maybe the whole din, the whole special din of diumads is only where you have one unit. Not a bunch of units, even though it's lovewood. Even though it's lovewood. Still, maybe you wouldn't be able to use it. Because that's talking about gudrisa dakani. So where it says, ihachi hainu ilan. If chitzas hakanim in the Mishnah means this case, the reeds are coming out of one stalk, so what's the difference between that and two words before it when it says ilan? It's the same idea. You have one tree which branches out. What's the difference? The Gemara says, elamai. Kana kana pachas bishlosha. What's your other option? That they're separate reeds and you want them to bring a raya from then? Here, then hainu gedher. It's the same thing as gedher, separate units. So elamai is l'chol ha'meimar. But what would you answer to that question? If you want to say that it means literally reads in the Mishnah, trei gavni gedher, it must mean there's a natural gedher and an artificial gedher. And that's why he would say both. So akhanami trei gavni ilo. So too, if you would interpret it like, I want to interpret it, says the Gemara, as Gudrei Sedekani. There's no problem that it says Elon in the Mishnah, because there's two types of Elonos. Two types. One type, which is a natural Elon, which we would say goes up and then branches out into branches. And then you have Gudrei Sedekani, where you have the reeds that are connected at the bottom. So really, the Gemara ends off at this, in this version, that there's no Raya. It doesn't have to be that this is in the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah means Gudrei Sedekani does not mean regular reeds. Ikadamri, a different version. Gudresa Dekani Kamivoile. Really, the question was about Gudresa Dekani. It was about if you have reeds that come out of one geza, one trunk on the bottom, are you allowed to use that for your diumas? Because raised the my amalei teritua. So hayisham geder or ilan ochitas hakanim nidam shem diomad. Same. Proof, my love, gudreisa dekani. It doesn't when it says chitzas kanim. Isn't that talking about a case where it all comes out of the same geza, the same root? Lo, kanakana vachad mishlosha. Maybe it means separate units. Ihachi haydu geder. Well, if that's true, is that the same thing that it says geder? So for elamai, gudreisa dekani, haynu ilon. You have the same question the other way. Elamai is lachalameimar treigavni ilon. Hachanami treigavni geder. Right, same. Same rejection that there is no raya from the Mishnah, because maybe whatever we're trying to prove, it really means the other one. It really means the other one in the Mishnah, and therefore there is no raya. Okay, that is all question and answer number 4, Abaya from Rabbah. Remember, according to one version of the Rishonim, Rabbah and Abaya were friends. Rabbah was his Rebbe and his colleague. He didn't want to call Abaya by Abaya's real name, which was Nachreni, because that was his father's name, so he gave him the name Abaya. That's according to some Rishonim. Other Rishonim have a different story, but some say that's the how Abaya got his name. Either Av Hashem, Abaya, Av Hashem, or based on the Pasuk in Navi, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. Abaya standing for that Pasuk, because Abaya was an orphan, as we know, from many different stories in Shas. He always quotes Amr Liaim, right? His nursemaid takes care of him. We have the fascinating Gemara in Mesechas Brachas, where when they were little, they were asked, who do you daven to? And Abaya, instead of Rabbah points to the roof, and Abaya goes out to the sky and points to the sky, right? Because he realizes that being an orphan, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the roof, not the people who take care of him, but it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. First line on top. Question 5 now. Boy Mene Abaya Me Rabbah. Next question about the Yumats. Chatzer, Sherosha, right, Nichnas Lebein HaPasin. You might want to use, there are some of the pictures coming up today. Chatzer, Sherosha, Nichnas Lebein HaPasin. You have a Chatzer, and you have right next to the Chatzer, you have this area of Diumas, where you set up in order to have the water trough. What if the Chatzer goes into the area of the Pasin? Does that ruin it at all? are you allowed to go traverse between the chatzer and the area surrounded by the pasin? So Abaya asked Rabbah, what's the din? So mahu l'talta mitocha l'bein hapasin u'mibein hapasin l'tocha. Can you be metaltel between the area of the pasin and the chatzer, and vice versa? Can you go from here to there? What's the question? Why would it? Yeah, right. What would be? What's the issue? So we've mentioned in the past that if you have two different Rishus HaYachids that are owned by two different people next to each other, so we say that you have to have an Eir of Chatzeros. Because on a Durabana level, on a Daraisa level, it's all Rishus HaYachid. But on a Durabana level, you need an Eir of Chatzeros. If you have two different Rishus HaYachids owned by two different people next to each other, if it's owned by the same person, if I have my house and I have my backyard that's surrounded by a fence and it's all mine, I don't need anything. Because that's all my Rishus. But if it's owned by two different people, so then we say you need a Erev Chaseros. So says the Ritva, that's the question here. That the only issue needing an Erev Chaseros is where there is regular tashmish, regular usage that is done in both of the Rishuyos. That's where if you have two different people that own the different Rishus HaYachids, and they're next to each other, and they're both used for residential purposes, normal residential purposes, so then you would need an Erev Chaseros. But here, in the pasin area, that's not normally used. It's only now, the only regalim put up these pasin in order to use it. So is that going to be considered enough of a dira in order to aser? Or do we say, no, that's not really usage. That's not normal that would aser. V'kam esavke le labaya, says the Ritva, mishum de pase bi ra'os, ein diurei hen diur gamur, el lefisha. It's temporary usage. They use it a couple times a year. Ulahachi kaboy, and that's the question. Mi amrinan detashmish sha'osin sham oli regalim arai. This temporary usage that the oli regalim use lo chashiv le ketashmish chatzer shel yachid o shel rabim shu osar oshes chaveiro. This isn't considered significant enough to be able to aser on the chatzer. Remember, each of the usages of the private individuals aser the other one. That no, we're different. We're not the same, and the Rabbanan said, because we're different, we have different Rishuyos, we each use our own area, we're gonna get confused with the Rishus HaRabim. That was the Gzeira. But here, it's hardly used. Most of the year, you don't use this. People have their own water areas in their own homes. You only do this because the only regalim need it, and they're camping in that area. Ela harayu kirushas hayachid she'ein bo diyurin la'achirim she'eino oser al-chaser shelo. That's mitzad achad. Do we say that it's not regular tashmish shel diyurin, and therefore you wouldn't need anything, and you'd be able to carry to and from in the chaser because it's not called a regular dira. O dilma de tashmish and chashuv dira. What do we say? No, it is chashuv. Va oser kachaser. O bayis hapasuach lechaser chaveru. O lebeso shetzarach shituf. Va hachalavar shitufu imbede bena pasin. That's the question, says the Ritva in the Gemara. The case is, so you're saying, why can't it be just, right, someone, why can't it be connected? Okay, I think maybe the same question. It will be the same thing. Why dafka do you need to go, according to the Ritva, you don't need it going in, you just need it being connected to it. Could be the same question. So, answers the Gemara, Amalei Mutter. So, Rabba answers him, it is Mutter. Why? Because the Ritva said, there's no diurin that aser. Look at the Rashi on top. Now Rashi says it in short. Dehaleka diurin bein apasin, delitzro alayhu. Delehevi motzi meirushu sola rishus chaveiro. So the Ritva explained it in the Havamina. Rashi explains it in the answer. Shtayim mai. But what happens if you have two different chatzers going into the area of the pasin? So now that's a more serious question, because now you have both chatzers, they have regular usage. And you have the pasin in the middle now. You have each one, right, side by side, going into the area of the pasin. So shtayamai. There is no other, at this stage, the question is, there is no other door between the chatzers. The only area to the chatzers is the pasin. So Rashi says, right, the Havamina according to Rashi is that there already is a mechitza. Right? That's going to be the answer also. But there's a mechitza, but are you allowed to carry in between these chatzeros? Amar le asur. So the answer to that question is asur. Why? Amar afuna shtayim asurid v'yafilu ervu. Even if these two chatzers made an erev between them, you're not allowed to carry between them. Why? Gezeira shema yomru erev moa lebena pasin. Gezeira, some might say, if people see you carrying here, people might think that the Erev could work between the Pasin, even if you didn't have a Mechitza in between the two. We know that for two Rishus HaYachids, for you to make an Erev Chatzeres between two areas, there has to be ability to go from one area to the other area, in a normal way. You have to have a Dalad Tvach, you have to have a door, you have to have a big window in between. You can't just have to climb over. So, if you will allow an Erev in this case, the worry is that you might say that even just the pasin connecting would be good enough. Right? Rashi explains here, Vafilu ervu derecha pesach, sheva mechitza b'nehem, tasha chada ninu, v'lo asur na'adadi, still asur l'taltos. Gzeira, the people might say that you can just use the area of the pasin, l'shatev chatzeros yachad. Sheharoa osar metaltan mitocha l'beta pasin, lo yoda, t'yish pesach b'nehem. They won't realize there's a pesach, and they might think that this is what allows you. Even though it doesn't, you don't go straight from one rishus to the other rishus, and that's not true. You don't go from, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. The Ritva again here notes, isn't that a gzeira l'gzeira anyway? It's all Rishus HaYachid. What happens if you Lamaisa would carry based on just the Pasin? It would still only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Ritva would say it would be so obviously mistaken in this case, that's called Kula Chad Gzeri. Even though it would be only D'Rabbanan. Da'vadei also L'mishrei Haki La'alter V'Kula Chad Gzeri. Okay. But that is the Chiddush of the Rabba explained by Rav Huna, that in this case it would be Aser, even if you would make a Gzeira. And Rabba says, what are you talking about? Irvu Mutter. Rabba would say, no. If you've been Erev Chatzeros, just because you have Pasin at the front of the Chatzeros, it doesn't hurt. You made a Erev Chatzeros, that's it. And Amalei Abaya LaRava, and Abaya, who had asked these questions to Rabba, and then Rabba chimed in, says to Rabba, Tani de Masalei Elochai, I have a price that supports you. That even if there are these, the chatzeros go into this area of the pasin, still an erev chatzeros would help you. How? As follows. Chatzer sharosha echad nichnas labena pasin. If you have a chatzer that one of its heads, one of the front of it goes into the, between the pasin. Mutal lataltal mitocha labena pasin. Labena pasin l'tocha. You can be metaltal from it to the area of the pasin and vice versa. Avashtayim aser. It's beferish. But two will be usher. Bamed varma murim shalo irvu. That's only if no erev chatzeres was made between them. Aval ervu mutarin. But if you did make an erev chatzeres between them, mutter, you would be able to carry from here to there. So it's beferish like Rava. Lematevi tiufta de Rav Huna. Isn't this against Rav Huna then? Or Rav Huna said beferish that even if you make an erev, it's usher. It's a brisa against Rav Huna. So amar lacha Rav Huna, no. Hasam de hadron vi irvan. Here's a case where Hadron v'irvan, what does that mean? So Rashi says Hadron v'irvan means you made a very large pirtza between the two chatzeros. So it's obvious that any onlooker would see that large area and would realize that the reason the erev chatzeros works is because you have a very large pirtza in between the two chatzeros. But in a chinami, if you would only have a little doorway between them, that wouldn't be good enough, because people might think that it's because of the pasin, the area of the pasin connection, and not because of a doorway between the chatzeros. That's what Rashi says it means. Nifritza b'nei pirtza gadola. That's what it means. Hadar v'irvan. The Rashba, according to the Ravid, says, doesn't sound that way from the words. Hadar v'irvan means, you were chosen there and made a very large break in the doorways. Doesn't sound that way. From Hadar v'irvan. No. Says the Rashba, quoting the Ravid, Pirish the Hadron v'irvan, quoting Rashi, in a mechuber be'enai. Chad the Hadron the Hadron v'irvan, in a mesyashiv heitiv lefi pirusho. And then he quotes another question, and he quotes a different problem. Hadron v'irvan means derach pesach shebeinehem. Davele chatzarachas. No, you explicated that this, you made it clear that this Erev was based on the Pesach Benehem and not based on the Pasin. And it could have been in the Havamina, that's what the Ravid says, that we didn't know there was a doorway between them. But now, if there was a clear doorway between them, so maybe that's why, it would work. You don't have such a gzera. It's Machlokas, Rashi Ravid, what exactly does this line mean? Either way, this is question number 5 that Abaye asked Rabba about Yumdin. Would it work where the chatzers go in between? You see this, yeah.
I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, but you mentioned at the beginning of the shiur that these watering holes were only meant for the only regal. What's the difference then, whether where it's located vis-a-vis a chatzer with respect?
Oh, so where? So the question is, it's,
well,
it's only made for the only regalim. So this is an enclosed area on a right. Let's say on a rishus yachad daraisa on Shabbos now. So that is the area that it is. So forget let's say you made this for Yontif, and then it's a month later, and you still have these boards up. So then for sure you would be able to carry from your chatzer to this area, and vice versa. Because it's a private area that's connected to your private area, and it's not, other people don't live there to aser.
So you mentioned the Gemara Chochmah
on the bottom, only for Oli Regalim.
That means for the
So that's a good question. It's usually, let's say, used by the time period of the Oli Regalim. I don't know if they take it down when it's not. They probably take it down, but let's say it's up a little bit. So that's, you're always going to ask that question, but later on. Is it, do you still have the heter when it's not Oli Regalim? But it's only for Oli Regalim. So the way that the question was asked, at least the previous question was, is that a type of tashmish of diurin, of residence, to aser? That was the earlier question. This question was, if you made an Erev between them, would that be make a difference? Are you worried that the opening through the chatzer, through the pasin would make people think that that's all that you need, and you don't need a doorway directly between the chatzeros? That was the question that the girl was dealing with now. Good, last question. Yavshu mayim b'shabes mahu. What happens if the water ran out? This has to be talking about the opinion that says, we had this a couple of days ago, that a bor is allowed, not just a be'er. Because a be'er, the well, the water's not going to run out. What if a bor is allowed? So and it ran out. So what happens? Meaning, based on what we said earlier, the last two lines on today's daf, that it's only for the Oli Regalim, and now there's no more water. So, Yav Shemayim B'Shabbos Mahu, Amar Lei, Klum Na'asis Mechitza El B'Shvil Mayim. The only reason you made it was to give water to your animals. Mayim ein kan, mechitza ein kan. There's no more water, so the mechitzes do not have the effect that you are allowed to, right, use them now, right? Mechitza ain't kan, right? It's not, it's useless now. You don't say kivan de hutra hutra, as we had earlier, the sugya of, remember we had the sugya at the end of the first parak, that you're only allowed to make certain types of inferior mechitzos based on a shayara, based on a caravan of three people. What happens if somebody dies on Shabbos? What happens if you made it by Israel and then somebody came? Do you go by the diurin or do you go by Shabbos? Right, that was machlokas earlier. So this is a similar discussion. What happens if the water dries out on Shabbos? So mayim ain't kan, mechitza ain't kan. Boy Ravin, yabshu mayim b'Shabbos. What if the water ran out? It dried up. Uba'u b'Shabbos. But then it came back. It rained. It rained on Shabbos. Now there's water again. So you went from a time period of heter to iser to heter. So bahu. Amrle abaya. Yavshu b'Shabbos lo tibay lecha. Now, if it dried out on Shabbos, that's not my question. Tibay b'nei demar, I've already asked my master, Rabba, that question. Upashalei de'aser. Rabba already told me that it's aser if it dries out on Shabbos. That's not my question. Ba'u nami lo tibay lecha. And Abaya says to Ravin, I also don't have a question if the water came again, if it rained. Dahavi le mechitza ha'asuya b'Shabbos. Because this is like a mechitza that was made on Shabbos, because the heter kicked in on Shabbos. Vitanya in the Brisa says, "Kol mechitza ha'asuya b'Shabbos." Any mechitza that was made on Shabbos, bein b'shogeg b'beisid, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon. It doesn't matter how shma mechitza. If it was made on Shabbos, it's okay. You, even if you weren't allowed to make it, it stands as a mechitza on Shabbos. Let's get back to that. But that's the Abaya says that Ravin also answered me that if the water comes back on Shabbos, it's mutter. Right? Maybe it wasn't allowed to be made. If you physically made it here, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, it rained. But if water disappeared, it's aser. If water came back, it's mutter. So, what's the question? I don't understand. We've already answered all the questions. So Rav answers him, no, one second. V'lav Idbar Allah, didn't we say, relating to that statement, Amar of Nachman, Lo Shanu Elo Lizrok Avalatalta Lo, didn't we say that that statement about building a mechitza on Shabbos is only regarding throwing into the area? It's called a Rishos Hayachid, or walking into the area? But the heter of being metalta within the area, you don't say that, oh, if it was built on Shabbos, it's a mechitza? You don't go all the way. Isn't that true? Don't you have that limit? So this is not a statement across the board? So the Gemara says, no, ki itmar de Rav Nachman amazed itmar. When Rav Nachman made that statement that there are some limits on considering this a Rishus Hayachid, that's only if you had built it b'mezid. But if you built it b'shogeg, or if it was built b'mela, like in our case, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it rained, it would be considered a Rishus Hayachid for all intents and purposes, and therefore, Abaya says, I don't know what your question is. If there's no water in it, it's no good. If the water comes back, it is good. Period. We'll come back to Maisa Shabbos in a couple of minutes. A couple of points. First of all, there's a stipler here. A stipler who asks a kushya atzuma. A kushya atzuma. The stipler, this is an Erevin in Simen Ches, in Os Beis. In Os Beis. So we know, as we mentioned, this is only for the Oli Regalim to give water for their animals. If you look on Tamar's Da for a minute, look on to the top Tosfos on Chaf Aleph Mabes. Tosfos has two Deos. Two Deos on the top Tosfos. Yes, it's only for Oli Regalim to give water to their animals. But once you built it, and you were allowed to build it to give water to the animals, so then, are you allowed to do other Tashmishim? The motivation of what allows you to build these Pasi Biros to use them is only to give water to the animals. But once that's true, are you allowed to do other Tashmishin, or is it limited? Is it limited to the Tashmish of the water? So the first day of Tosfos says, it's limited. It's limited. Second day of Tosfos, let's just read the second day. It's like the fifth skinny line, Inami, Hada Amrinan Lohutru Elo Litzarach Behema, Hainu Tchilas Atikun, Avo Bekshikfar Niskan Litzarach Behema, Shari Af Litzarach Adam Lechadchilo Lodalos. Even a person can use it for the, to take water. Any person can use it for other tzrachim. 2 days of Tosfos. Ask the stipler, how does the first day of the Gemara read our Gemara? First day of Tosfos, read our Gemara. Right, what does the first day of Tosfos say? You're only allowed to use it to give water to your animals. What's our Gemara saying? If the water dries up and there's no more water left, are you allowed to still use it? What are you going to use it for? You can't use it for anything. There's no more water. What's the first day of Tosfos talking about? If there's no more water, what's the havamina? He says, Kashali tuval, pirish arishon, de lafizeh, kemosha lahuta la adam, hachanami lahuta la behema, el hashkosa mayim, mishad the yeshub lavach, yev lashar til tulim, sheeno mitzarch yeshkasa behema, vade asur lechora, de bezel halo adam, fishful behema, mishar tzarchi adam. V'im kein, how could that first day of Tosfos understand this question of the Gemara? Hari afilu ba'oda mayim sham halo huter el hashkosa mayim, lashar til tulim, vakfar yavshu, Vehu kushya atzuma. This is a major question, says the stipler. Ela al karchach. It must be muchach to be shum heter to behemos oli regalim huter kolatel tulim v'shaber mibayi. This is the second day of Tosfos. Must be right. L'shema heter ze lo paka afilu biyavshu. If you have other heterim, so then you might say, even though the original heter doesn't apply anymore, maybe the other heterim do or not. That is the question that the stipler, that's what the stipler asked the Kushi Atzuma on the first day of Tosfos. Issue number one. The other point mentioned here is that Kol Mechitza, it says Kol Mechitza Asuya B'Shabbos, Beit Shogeg B'Mezid, it's always a good Mechitza. Even though it was built on Shabbos B'Dievet, it's always a good Mechitza. So I saw the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid here, let me just find it. The Tosfos Rid here asks, Hari matzinu shenechlegu amaron bebo mayim b'shabbos ubishlosha umeis echan mehen. Right, the argamar that we had earlier. Right, we had a machlokes. If one of them dies, then it's not a shayara anymore. So why is it so pashit about the water disappearing? Ubishtaim nitos fall land. That was a machlokes. So if the korah falls down, if the lechi falls down, v'tire. This is the Tosfos Rid shenechlegu rak b'makom sheminatora hamechitzos tovos. When is there a machlok, as we had earlier, where midah raisa, everything's good, and you're missing a tikkun derabanan, the lechi falls down, the korah falls down. Here it's a daraisa level. Remember we had, at least according to one day in the Ritva, in the beginning of the Perek, this heter is only allowed by makamoli regalim, possibly. Kagoche machatzalos prusa. He says that's why it might be different. Are you talking about a daraisa level or a derabanan level? That's the Tosfos Rid Ha'ara right here. So far, this hasn't been so lamaisa bizman hazeh. So let's bring something lamaisa. Says the Gemara at the end. Rav Nachman said Mezid and Shogeg is going to have different limitations in what the one is allowed to do on Shabbos once it's made. Let's review for a minute the halachas of Maisa Shabbos. Right? If somebody does a malacha for me on Shabbos, am I allowed to do it? Am I not allowed to use it? So this just came up recently for some. If somebody was in a place where there were Israelis and Americans in the same area, comes up, what is an Israeli allowed to do for an American on the second day of Yontif? Right? So that's a different case. What about if it's Mama Shabbos? Mama Shabbos, what's the halachas of Maisa Shabbos? Let's review. The Gemara says it, the Shulchan Aruch says it, but we'll review it from the Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos says, Ha'oseh b'Shabbos malacha she'isur min ha'Torah. If somebody does a malacha on Shabbos, de'oraisa. So, imasa b'shogeg. There are four categories. De'oraisa, de'rabanan, shogeg, mezid. I guess three or six categories. Yourself or other people. But let's talk about de'oraisa, de'rabanan, and shogeg, mezid. If somebody does a malacha de'oraisa b'shogeg, so then it's asur lo ulachal adam leharos b'mena b'Shabbos. A malacha de'oraisa b'shogeg is asur on that Shabbos. For everybody. After Shabbos, it's mutter for everybody immediately. Right? That's the halacha. Shogeg on a daraisa, asr for everybody on Shabbos, asr for mutter for everybody right after Shabbos, and you don't need bechdei sheyasu after Shabbos is only used when a guy is doing something for me. That is bishogeg. What about Ha'osa b'Shabbos malacha shizur min ha'Torah b'mezid? What if it's done b'mezid? So, asa l'chadam l'asayda b'Shabbos. So, same thing on Shabbos. Everybody cannot get benefit from it. La'avaryan atzmo u'l'chol b'nei mishpachto u'l'chol asmukhra al-shulchano. For the person who did it or for anyone who was connected to him, it's asa forever. If it was done b'mezid. If somebody did something b'mezid and then they did tshuva, they want to follow halacha. Or, let's say somebody did it b'mezid and their wife, their relative, their good friend that it was done for. That's usher forever. If it was done b'mezid on Shabbos, there's a status that adheres in the chefsa, in the item, and one is not allowed to use it. V'ilu la'acherim, but for a total stranger that it was not used for, This is the question, whether it was made for somebody and it's not somebody who is specifically related to him. Mutar lanos mimen alachar Shabbos miyadim says Shabbos. Okay, if it was done b'mezid, but for others, then one is very pretty unusual, because usually if it was b'mezid, then if it was done with you. Anyway, that's D.O. Raisa, Shogig versus Mezid. Shogig is Asr on Shabbos and Mutar after Shabbos for everybody. No Chilukim. Mezid is Asr for the person, anybody connected to him forever. And for others, it's Mutar after Shabbos. Ha'oseh Bishat, there's other little details. Let's just skip to the next. Ha'oseh Bishat Balachashi Surimi Dirabanan. What about Isurim Dirabanan, which comes up more? Comes up a lot more. There aren't too many Daraisas. Sometimes because Borer could violate Daraisa very easily. Right, but most issues that come up are Durabanan. Sometimes a Bishul Durabanan or other Durabanans. So what's the halacha? If somebody does on Shabbos, a malacha is also Durabanan. So if it's a shogeg, if it's not a shogeg, then it's mutter immediately. If somebody violates and it's a Durabanan b'shogeg, mutter af la'ose ha'iser atzmo lehandas b'mena afilu b'shabbos atzmo. Even on Shabbos itself. This fits in to what we've discussed in the past, that it could be Durabanan Shogeg. What is Ramah, right? That you don't even need kapara for a Durabanan Bishogeg. Why? Because the Issa Durabanan, part of the ingredients of the Issa Durabanan, is the Maisa Mered against the Rabanan. If I did it Bishogeg, then what did I do wrong? It's based on the Shulchan Aruch and based on the Rambam that we mentioned in the past. Let's just mention it quickly again. The Rambam says, if I sell you a piece of treif, da'oraisa, and you eat it, so then I have to give you back your money. But if I sell you a piece of treif d'rabanan and you eat it, it's not a mechartos. But the avet, I wasn't a great guy. I didn't do it. If I did it on purpose, I'm really not a good guy. But if it was only treif d'rabanan, it was besar of b'chalav, so then it was not a mechartos. Why not? I ate something treif. I gotta get my money back. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, explains the Nesivos, because by what we would call it, by Isuri D'Araisa, the focus is Isuri Chefsa. By Isuri D'Rabbanan, it's Isuri Gavra. I'm not allowed to do it. It's not that I ate poison. I'm not allowed to do it. So if I did it B'Shogeg, so then I didn't do anything wrong. So too that fits in here. On a mice, an Isur D'Rabbanan B'Shogeg on Shabbos is going to be mutter right away. Because what did you do wrong? You know, it's best if you wouldn't have done it, but you didn't do anything wrong, Lamaisa, and therefore it would be mutter right away. If I did the Issa D'Rabbanan b'mezid, that it's aser for everybody on Shabbos, because you're not going to be able to get hana on Shabbos, avalach or Shabbos, mutter lenos b'mena af la'avari natzmo, miyad imseis ha-Shabbos. V'yesh ha-chazal aser lenos b'malacha shekazu, v'achach mir yosem izu, some say, no, if it's a mezid d'araisa, you can't after Shabbos, but either way, those are the general rules and regulations. The very important prima gadim, that the Bir Alacha quotes at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, if there is any authoritative opinion that holds that something is mutter, even if I don't hold of it, then there's no Maisa Shabbos. If there's any daya out there, let's say the example given many times is the Ran quoted in the Ramah. The quoted in the Ramah is that there's no problem of Hachzara on Shabbos as long as the food was there at Banish Mashos. You could take something dry out of the fridge on Shabbos morning, as long as it was on the covered fire when Shabbos started. That Beit Hashmashos. So that is a Ran. The other Ran. And it's quoted in the Ramah. Most Rishonim, and even the Ramah, and even the Mishnah Brura quotes that L'chadchilo shouldn't be relied on. There are some poskim, they relied on it. But let's say I say it's Aser, and I don't want to rely on it. So, the halacha is, if I go to somebody's house and they do it, I'm allowed to eat the food. Because that is an authoritative shita. It's a day in the Shulchan Aruch that's quoted. And therefore, it would be mutter to get benefit from it. But again, issues of Maisa Shabbos come up all the time. And one has to make sure that we are familiar with the halachas. We didn't even get into Amir Lakum. Amir La'akam, we were talking about a Jew doing malacha. What about Amir La'akam? That's also Aser. A non-Jew doing malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. We have them in Mishnayos in Masechah Shabbos. That if it was done for a Jew, then one is not allowed to get benefit. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, right in the middle. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hazorek Lepain Pasi Biros Chayiv. Here it is explicitly. If we were having any questions about what type of rishus we have been talking about over the past three blot, Rebbe Lazar says, if you throw something, or if you carry something in between these pasi biros, you're chayiv daraisa. Meaning it's a rishus ayachid. It's a rishus ayachid. Even though parts meruba la omeid, this is another law of mechitza. Just like we have laws of mechitzas of of Dofen of Gur Asik and Gur Achis and Pitikra Yorid Visosim and Lavud and all these halachas. So this is another halacha. Pasi Biro is the only one that it might be unique here in that it's only allowed in a certain situation. Right? It's only allowed for Oli Regalim. Like the inferior type of previous parak cases, where something is only allowed for three people, for a shayara, or it's only allowed in the middle of nowhere, not allowed in the yishuv. So there's different halachas of mechitza, when it's allowed, when it's not allowed. So Rabbi Lazar says, if you throw something between pasta in the pasi biros, chayef. Pshita, yilav mechitza hiechi mishri leila malos. Isn't that obvious though? If it's not a mechitza, how would you be able to use it for your cow? So lo tzricha da'avid ke'ein pasi biros. No, the chiddush is, if you made ke'ein pasi biros in Rishus HaRabim, meaning, what's ke'ein? There's no bor there. You didn't use this to be for the Olei Regalim. You just built this type of structure. V'zarak l'tocha chayiv. The chiddush is, there is also called a Rishus HaYachid Araisa. So the says, hanami pshit, that's also obvious. Just because you weren't supposed to do it, but isn't it obvious that it is a Rishus HaYachid? Ilav de ba'alma mechitzahi gabi bar hechi mishtere litol tule. If it's not fundamentally a mechitza, so then why would you be able to do it? Fine, you're only lechatchila allowed to do it for Oli Regalim. But fundamentally, if it works, it has to be that it is a Rishus HaYachid. So lo tzricha avagav de kabaki barabim. The chiddush is, even if there's a major thoroughfare that goes through it. What if there's a major, people walk through these pasi biros? Does that ruin it? The answer is no. It does not ruin it. So the Gemara says, "Umay kamashlon lo asi rabim mavatli mechitzta." What's the chiddush that the rabim don't come and ruin it? The ha'amar Rabbi Elazar chada zimna. But we learned this already also in the Mishnah 2 blot from now. Ditznan Rabbi Yehuda Omer im haisa derech rishus harabim mafsaktan. If the rishus derech rishus harabim. It's not literally Rishus HaRabim. Right? Why? How do you know it's not literally Rishus HaRabim? Because Rishus HaRabim requires 16 amos wide. That's one of the requirements that everybody agrees to. Right? Remember we had earlier, Erevin Davav, Shabbos Davav, you need Rishus HaRabim, 16 amos wide, and you can't be roofed, and the Machlokas was about 600,000. So if it goes through Yisal Ken Elisad, then you gotta move it. The Chacham Amenot Sar, the Chacham say, no, you don't have to move it. You don't have to move it. The Rishus I'm going through is okay. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Dami Travayu, Kanodiacha, Kochat Shal Mechitzos. You see from here the strength of these Mechitzos, that even though Rishus HaRabim goes through it, it's okay. Question mark. So you see from the Mishnah that Baki Barabim doesn't ruin it. So again, the question is, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer? So Gemara says, Ime Hasam, no, if you only had that Mishnah later on, Hava Amina Kan Velo Svirale, I would have thought maybe he says it, he explains the Tana of the Mishnah, but he doesn't hold of it himself. Kamash Malan Kan Visvirale. He even holds of it himself. He says, if you throw something into here, it is Chayiv, even if Rabim go through. Velema Havalo Boyach. So why don't you just say this statement of Rabbi Elazar about Chayiv if you go throw it and not the statement in the Mishnah? Chadim Echal Chaver to Itmar. You're right. He only said this other statement. It was the Talmidim that applied the statement of throwing into it to the Mishnah. And really, they said it, but he didn't really say it twice. Because once he said the first statement, he wouldn't have to say the second statement. Good. Very important. Well, first, let's read the Rambam. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Yud Zayin, the Rambam says, he adds in one or two phrases, Hazorik mi Rishus HaRabim l'bein ha'pas and chayef. Ho'ova yesh b'chol zavis v'zavis mechitza gemura. She'yesh b'gov ha'asara v'yoser me'abar l'abba. It's an area of less, that's at least 4x4. Mechitzas are gemuros. There is a mechitza on every side. Right, that's part of this chiddush of pasi biros. Vahare haribua nikar v'nira. V'na'aseh kol shebeneim rishus hayachid. So he adds in that line that we didn't explicate yet. The ribua is nikar v'nira. Meaning, what if you had, are you allowed to have pasi biros? We'll see if this comes up in the Gemara. Not a square, but, no, let's say, I don't know, an L shape using pasi biros. The Rambam's lashon is ribua nikar v'nira. Maybe it's limited. It has to be clear that this is a symbolic box, right? You have mechitzos on every side. Yeah, they're all at right angles, and there's a symbolic box here. So the Rambam adds that in ribua nikar v'nira. Okay, next. Mutter lahakriv lo be'er v'chulu. You're allowed to get close to the be'er. You're allowed to move it closer as long as, right, we had yesterday, you have enough length of the cows that are inside. Tanan hasam. The Mishnah says there, Tanan hasam, where are we quoting this Mishnah from? Right, where are we quoting this Mishnah from? Masechta Shabbos. Lo yamod adam b'rishus hara. We'll get back to the lashon of tanan hasam in a minute. Tanan hasam. Lo yamod adam b'rishus hara. Yirabim v'isha b'rishus hayachid. B'rishus hayachid v'isha b'rishus rabim. We're not allowed to use a water fountain in another rishus. Ela imkain machnas rosh avruba lavakam shusosip. Right, if I am drinking water from another rishus, I'm worried that I might lean back and bring the water from the other rishus into the rishus that I'm standing in, and I will do hotzah. So I'm only allowed to do that if most of my body is in the rishus. Elam ki makas rosh rubo lamakom shehu shosa. Only if I bring my body into the rishus that I am in, even before you turn over. So the lashon here used is tanan hasam. If you look in the ritva here, the ritva here says pirish. The ritva says, I'm saying we have this in Masechta Shabbos, but the Mishnah, where the Mishnah actually is in later on in our Masechta. That's Sadi Tesam and Aleph. The Mishnah, that's where it appears. It was quoted in the first parak in Masechta Shabbos. But the Mishnah here is later on. So it says Tanan Hasam. So one could use the Lashon, says the Ritva, of Tanan Hasam in the same Masechta. In the same Masechta. Tanan Hasam. Says the Ritva, L'kaman b'mechiltin v'orcha de Talmuda b'hachi. And this is common. And if you look in the footnotes, it says, look in the Ritva in Makas and Daf Tezayin. Look in the Ritva in Makas Daf Tezayin. The Ritva there in Makas Daf Tezayin says, it says Tanan Hasam there. There's a Girsa there. And he says, on Daf Tezayin, and Rav says, Kan, Kane Gores Rashi Kane, the Afal Gav. What if it's in the same parak? Do you use the Lashon of Tanan Hasam? That's the Ritva's issue. Tanan Hasam is later on in the Masechta. What if there's a Mishnah later on in the same parak? So the Ritva says, you would not use Tanan Hasam there. You would just say Tanan. The Yafagav, the Tanina Labe Pirkin, he says, but over there in Makas Zion, it says Tanan Hasam, even though it has it later on, it's the next daf in Makas, Mishum de'ikara beperek shilua chakan, because the Iker Makom of this is in Meseches Chulin. Aval beperek kama de Psachim, but he quotes all these different cases, but if you look in Psachim on Dav Dalid, Logaris, Tanan Hasam, Gabi Tanan, Ochlin Kol Chamish Kedegarsi Beikar Nusli Mishum Delasa Lehi Masisam Bishum Duchta Ela Bahu Pirka Gufa. The Ritva, what did we learn today? Tanan Hasam is not used in the same parak. If the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah within the same parak that it is found in, it says Tanan. It doesn't say Tanan Hasam over there. What do you mean over there? It's here. It's in the same parak. That's the Ritva in Makas and Daf Tezayin. Good. So that's the Mishnah later on that one has to be in the same Rishus that the water source is. Tosfos here discusses, am I worried that I'm going to have the water in my mouth and then bring it back to the rishus that I'm in? Is that the worry? Is there a hotzah inside a person's mouth? What's the case? So the pashas, what I just said before about the water fountain is not a good example, right? That I drink and now it's in my mouth and I move it back. Is that? Is there, and Tosa discusses this, is there an Akira, and then the Hanacha is when it goes from my mouth into my stomach? Is that an Isser of Hotza'a? Or is it, no, the water source is, let's say I'm using a cup, and I might bring the cup. So that's already, I had an Akira, and then the Hanacha, the eventual Hanacha is going to be, that's a more simple interpretation, but that's what Tosa discusses. Because, why is Tosa bothered by this? Because the Gemara, elsewhere, has a discussion, one is not allowed to go to the bathroom and urinate from one rishus to another rishus. So is that a similar idea of having the water from one rishus, bringing it from one rishus to another rishus? So the Tosfos says, Vakasha on the third line in Tosfos. The Tepik Leit, the Kama Ayal, Mirishus, Arabin, Lirishus, Ayachid, Kemo Mashtin, Varak, Mirishus, Arabin, Lirishus, Ayachid, Dasvino, Lakamon. So Tosfos discusses, trying to figure out what exactly, where is the Akira and where is the anacha? And he has a possibility. Your mouth is already a makam p'tur, so it's got to be in a cup. But that's Tosa's discussion here of what exactly is the case. Besher, we'll have to come back to that on Daf Tzadi Tes, on Daf 99 here in Mesachas Erevin. But either way, for our purposes, all we have to know is the general statement of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to be in your own rishus when you're giving to drink. V'chein bagat. And the Mishnah adds in two words over there, the same thing by a gat, by a press, by an olive press. What do you mean, v'chein begat? The issue is regarding the chiv of maisros. The halacha is, if I'm at the olive press, I do not have to take off chumas of maisros yet. There is no gemar malacha. I'm there. It's like under the tree. Only once I remove myself and go away and bring it into my house, that's when the chiv of chumas and maisros kick in. Right on a daraisa level, chiv of chumas and maisros is only when there is gemar malacha. When I make a nice smooth pile and I bring it into my house. May ruach and riyas for the abayas. On a drabana level, there are six events that cause the chiv of maisros to kick in on a drabana level. Bishul, malia, melach, shabbos, chatzer. Right, they're different on a drabana level. There are six events that occur. Why is that true that I'm allowed to eat something right when it grows? At the vat, I'm allowed to eat the olives. Under a tree, I'm allowed to eat it. Why is that allowed? So pashtus, you would say, what would you say? What's the simple understanding? Right, it's not tevel yet. That's the simple understanding. When does the isser of tevel kick in? What's the definition of tevel? Untithed produce. The simple understanding would be, it's not tevel until I do gemar malacha. What, it's tevel that you're allowed to eat? No, it's not tevel yet. That would be the simple interpretation. It's not tevel yet. The chiddush then is, we know the Gemara says in Shabbos and elsewhere, and in Beitzah, hikdimu b'shibolin is mutter. What happens if it's under the tree, there's no chiyuv of shumas and maisros yet, and all of a sudden the Levi wants to jump the gun, and the Levi goes and takes off maisor rishon first. So halacha is that works. That's a big chiddush. You could do a hafrasha even though it's not tevel yet. Okay, it's not as impossible, but that's the chiddush. The chiddush of that halacha, the kimu b'shibolin, is that it works, is that works even though it's not tevel yet. That's one understanding. But if you look in the Gemara, where this comes up, what is the language of the Gemara? Ein hatevel mischayiv b'maisris ad she dot. I think I brought if you look, in a couple of Gemara, you look in the Gemara in Meseches, Brachis on Daf Lamed Hey. Right, if you look in the Gemara in Bracha Daf Lamed Aleph, right, a person can be marim, right, because the chiyuv doesn't kick in yet, right. But the pashas is, let me see if I can find the lashon. Okay, if I can't find the lashon, but the lashon is ena tevel mischayev b'maisros. That's what it says in Bracha Daf Lamed Hey. So that lashon sounds like it is tevel already. Doesn't say it's not tevel yet until ena tevel mischayev b'maisros. So, is there any other way to understand this? So there is, Rav Soloveitchik picked up on a Rambam in Pirushim Mishnayis in Trumos, where the Rambam says in Trumos there, in the Pirushim Mishnayis in Pereches, V'chol HaPeros, it's another question, even before we answer this. Why am I allowed to eat? The halacha is you're allowed to eat arai under there. What if I have a whole big meal under the tree? You're not allowed to eat there too, because it's kavua. Do you have any other isser in all of halacha that there's a difference in terms of how you eat it? If you eat it as a snack, it's mutter. If you eat it as a meal, it's asr. right. Anything treif is treif. Doesn't matter how you eat it. All of a sudden, when it comes to produce in your field, you're allowed to snack on it. You're just not allowed to eat it as a kfias. Where does that come from? How can the Rabbanan make up such a chilek? Right, dal rice is only with gemar malacha. But on a drabana level, they make this chilek. Where did they get this from? So the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah, says it is tevel already. It's tevel immediately. But on a d'oraisa level, you're allowed to eat it arai. You're allowed to eat it arai. What is the definition of achilas keva? Achilas keva on a d'oraisa level means after meruach and riyas pnei abayis. Gemar malachi is not a shir in the chefs of tevel. It's tevel right away. When it's called achilas keva, that's a shear in achilas. When you do gemar malacha, that's a shear in calling it keva. Once you do gemar malacha, then any time, any way that you eat it now is called keva. Right? If I made a pile and I brought it into my house, anything I do now is called achilas keva. Gemar malacha is not a shear in the shame in the chefsa. It's tevel immediately, but you're allowed to eat it immediately. You're allowed to eat tevel immediately until after gemar malacha. That's when it's achilas keva. On a daraisa level, tevel is only usher to eat achilas keva, not achilas arai. It's not that it's not tevel yet. It is tevel. But you're only, it's only us that eat tevel on a daraisa level, achilas keva. What's achilas keva? After gemar malacha. So now, on a daraisa level, you have a chilak between achilas keva and achilas arai. That's where the rabbana made a kain daraisa tikkun. In the field itself, they were machalik between keva and arai. Where did that come from? Because it's kain daraisa tikkun. That's the beautiful chiddush based on the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayos, that tevel is mutter to eat. Right? It is tevel right away. But the Torah only answers eating tevel, achilas keva, not achilas arai. What's called achilas keva? After gemar malacha. And the Rabbanon bumped it up that even achilas keva under the tree, that's also asur derabbanon. They bumped up that is. Okay. In any case, so you have to be in the same rishus as when you're drinking. So gabe adam hu de ama hu ha amar de bai rosh of rubo. Gabe parami be inal rosh of rubo lo. What about regarding your cow? Does your cow have to be, we're talking about giving your animal drink. Does your animal have to be in the same rishus or not? Kol echa de kanak in man of a lo nak it la lo ti bai lacha. If you are holding the pail of water and you're not holding the animal, it's for sure a problem. You would for sure need it. The boy Rosh of Ruba Milago. You for sure need it inside. Why? Because we're worried. Your animal, you're not holding your animal. Your animal's going to turn his head. You're going to move the pail to give to your animal. You're going to go out of the area. So if you're not holding the animal, but you're holding the pail, it's for sure usser. Kiti boy lacha heke denak and man of a knock it law. What if you're holding both? You're holding your animal's head. You're holding the pail. My. Does your animal there have to have Rosh of Ruba in the same Roshus? Didn't we learn it in the Mishnah? That's what it says in the Mishnah. The animal has to be its head and most inside. So my lav denaka lav denakin mana isn't our case. Isn't that case talking about where you're holding the head and the pail? Lo denaka mana v'lo nakin la. No, maybe it's talking about a case of you're holding the pail and not the animal, and that's why you need it. V'chinakin mana v'lo nakin la mishari. 1 minute. Is that case mutter even with pasi biros, where you're holding the pail and not holding the animals? Vahatanya, but we learned in a brisa. And Rashi says this brisa is about pasi biros. Lo yamali adam mayim v'yitin b'shabbos lefnei behemto. I'm not allowed to fill up a pail and put it in front of my animal on Shabbos. Avol mamali hu v'shofich v'hishosa me'aleha. I'm allowed to pour it into the trough and let the animal drink. We'll get to why this is. But you see, you're not allowed to do this anyway. You're not allowed to take a pail and feed it to your animal directly. So the Gemara says, no, ha'idmer Allah amar abaya, that case of, in the Brisa under discussion is about a specific case, which we'll have more tomorrow about. Ha'cha be'evus ha'omid b'rushas ha'rabim gavoa yud tfachim. There's a water trough that's 10 tfachim high, v'rochav dalet, and it's 4 tfachim wide, meaning it's a trough that is its own rishus ha'yachid. V'roshu echa nichnas labein ha'pasin. And half of the trough is in my private rishus, and half of the trough is between the pasin. The question is now, could I take a pail and give my animal water, or do I have to pour it into the water trough? And there's a gzeira, I have to pour it in. Why? Gzeira, dilma, chazi leila evos dimakalkel. Maybe I'll see a little crack in the evos. V'asi letakune, I want to fix it. V'dori leila davla bahade, I'll forget I have the pail of water in my hand, and I'll put it down in Rishos Arabim, outside the pasin. V'kamafing, Rishos Ayachal, Rishos Arabim. So that's why, so that case is a specific case. Nothing to do, there's no issur of feeding your animal from a pail on Shabbos. That's a specific case because you're worried you might take it out. It says the Gemara v'chiyah gavna mimechayiv. Well, would you be chayiv daraisa anyway? In that case, if you wanted to, you picked up the pail to feed your animal, and now you forgot you want to fix the big trough, so you can put the pail down outside. V'amar safar, amar biyami, amar biyochanan. We had already earlier in the Misecha Shabbos. Hamafana chafaz mizavis lizavis. Let's say I pick something up in my house to move it to the other side of my house, and then I decide to take it outside. V'nimlach alehen votzi and putter shlohai sakir mishar rishon lakach. You're pater in that case, because your Akira, you didn't have in mind to take it out to Rishos Arabim. So you're going to be pater anyway. So what are you worried about? So where I said, no, this is what you're worried about. Elazim de miskinlay, you'll want to fix your trough, you'll put it down to Rishos Arabim, which is not Daraisa, then you'll fix it, and then you'll take your pail back. De miskinlay, you'll fix it, v'hadr ma'ayalay, then you'll bring it back in, v'kam ma'ayal me Rishos Arabim, l'Rishos Ayachid, and then you'll bring it from Rishos Arabim to Rishos Ayachid. That's the worry. And therefore, that's what we are worried about, so don't bring me any rice from that Mishnah. We have the next 6-8 lines are very quick. It's exactly the same Shakla Vitaria, just you'll see a different question. Ika da Amri, Gabi Adam Ha Amrina Desagile Rosh Baruba. By a person, Rosh Baruba are enough. Gabi para misagile brosha ruba lo. Same question. But hecha denakin manav and nake laloti bailacha disagile brosha ruba. This is the formulation. Where you're holding the pail and the animal, for sure it's enough. What if you're only holding the pail and not the animal? Is it enough? Beforehand, we asked differently. We asked, do you need the animal inside? But here, would it be good enough to have the posset around, or maybe even if there are posset, it's not good enough? So I'm like, Tanitua. And the next eight lines are the same. Isn't this case about where you're holding the pail and not holding the animal? No, you're holding both. And now, instead of a question, it's a raya. And it makes sense that you're holding both. Because if you're only holding the pail and not the animal, would it be mutter anyway? It says later on in the Brisa that's usur anyway. No, that's about a specific case. With the trough is 10 tefachim high, v'rochav arba, v'rosh nechaz v'ed apasin. Same case, it's half and half. Zizimnin, the chazil le'evos de'makalkel. The evos will be broken. V'asi l'skuni, you'll come to fix it. V'dari le'davli ba'day, you put the pail down outside. V'kamafig mirshos yachlu shazarabim. So you see it's usur anyway. So v'chi b'hai gavna mi mechayev, but what do you mean? If you put the pail down, you're not going to be chayev anyway. If you carry something from, if you had in mind to move something from house to, from one corner to the other corner, it's not going to be usher anyway. Maybe no, you'll fix it. And then you'll take the pail in. So there is a chashash of nisadaraisa, and that's why it would be usher. But either way, don't bring me rayas from this case. In the first version, don't bring me a kasha from that case. The second version, don't bring me a raya from that case, because it is a different case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Tashma. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk more about Melechas Machsheves, which comes up in the Rashi here as well. Okay, we'll stop here.